Gee, they were into Dean Bulldog Richie a little bit earlier on in the program, weren't they? The callers. He's on the line now. He can defend himself. Hello, Dino.
Good morning, fellas.
What morning,
a great
Dino.
Time of year. Spring's arrived and we've all got to bring him out step.
Yeah, well, that is true. And we're looking forward to a fantastic final series. Just before we get that, we had Anthony from Parramatta saying, well, hang on, what happened with Dean Richie calling for the sacking of Brian Smith when he was making the semi-finals and now backing the coaching of Brad Arthur despite the fact they've won a wooden spoon?
I can't remember calling for Brian Smith. When was that? 20 years ago.
Oh, I don't know when, but that's, mate, I'll tell you what, they don't forget, Dino.
They don't forget. Oh, look, different circumstances, different coach, different time, different era, different roster. I mean, it's a ridiculous analogy.
Yeah. All right. Well, there's another one that's coming to you, Bryce. Jonathan Thurston played a year too long, yes or no?
Oh, I think if everyone put their hand on their heart, took the emotion out of it, you could probably argue yes.
Oh,
he still had more try assists than anyone else in the NRL this season.
Line break assists.
Yeah. You could argue both ways. Look, I think if you argued each way, you could mount an argument. I mean, he came home strong, guys, to be fair. But the first sort of 8 to 10 games, I think Greg Alexander was the first one to go to, on air saying he's gone 1 year too long. We tend to forget about what happened earlier this year because it was a fair while ago. But he did come home strong. Look, I'm not going to bag a champion. I never have and never will. But if you're asking me to put my hand on my heart and ask me, I think Thurston said it himself, guys.
It's always difficult too, Dino, isn't it, when your playmaker and your halfback's playing behind a pack that's getting beaten week in, week out, and the team's struggling.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, he'll go down to the greats. We all know that.
Yeah.
He'll be in a water at some point. So I'm not going to bag him. But I think even by JT's lofty standards, he probably didn't reach them to the consistent level that he normally does.
Yeah, Brandy was the first one to shoot Bambi, so you can blame him. The final series, we're not done yet either, Dino. What, depending on what happens up at Suncorp Stadium today, and indeed at ANZ Stadium, what's your anticipation of the way the Manly Seagulls respond after another week where they've been making headlines for all the wrong reasons?
Jimmy, I think they'll either have a real dig, roll their sleeves up and get stuck in, or all this drama will just pour out of their bodies and they'll get absolutely belted. I think it'll be one or the other. Looks like Melbourne will play South. Just for the record, guys, if Brisbane beat Manly by 23 points, then they'll get a home final in Brisbane. I just checked with the NRL again this morning. That game is likely to be on the Sunday because there's actually a Wallaby Springbok game.
Yes.
Which is penciled in on the Saturday. So.
Yep.
It'll be up to Manly today as to how they shape up. I can't see them winning up there. In fact, I do think they'll get belted.
So, interesting.
Yeah, so the other finals will be... Well, Melbourne will get one.
Yep.
Melbourne will play South at Amy Park. I think you'll find Jimmy. Roosters will play Cronulla.
Do we know when?
No. Determined this afternoon.
And
funny situation, this won't happen, and you'll probably shoot me down for being an egghead, but if the Sharks actually win by 98... unlikely. That means that they will get the minor premierships. That would be quite ironic that the NRL has already handed it over. That's the game. So we're going to give it back now.
Exactly.
Yeah, we've had a few wags on Twitter saying the same thing. Yeah.
Dino, if the Panthers and the Dragons have home finals, are they both at ANZ?
As I understand, it was still being nailed down on Friday, Ray, but I think you'll find they both will be at ANZ.
Okay.
Certainly the Panthers would be, Ray, for obvious reasons.
It's
closer to Penrith. I guess the Dragons could mount some argument for Allianz.
Yeah.
Given that it would be closer to their geographical region.
Yeah, I think Dragons at Allianz, Panthers at ANZ, even if it's against the Warriors, which I think would be a perfect one for Penrith Stadium. Anyway, Bulldogs Sharks today, any changes?
Yeah, not as far as I know, Jimmy. Bulldogs are claiming they're unchanged. Reece Martin has a knee injury, but they do expect him to play, and the Sharks too. Claimed to be 1-17. Matty Moreland back there, of course, from that hamstring injury. And the game we've just discussed, Brisbane Manly Suncorp at 4 o'clock. It looks like Jake Turpin, the young Broncos hooker, will come on the bench, which would mean either Alex Glenn or Josh Maguire would take over from Andrew McCulloch, who's out with concussion. And over there at Manly, no changes. Matt Wright will replace George Tafur. Big Marty DePauw started from the bench last week. I think you'll find he will actually start the game today. Just a bit of news quickly, guys. Isaac Luke has been linked to Parramatta. The Eels are denying it, but certainly there has been a link there. He still doesn't have a club, believe it or not, for next year. Over at the Tigers, Chris McQueen on some fairly good coin there at Concord. I think you'll find he is under contract for next year, that they might try and move him on if they can find a possible club go to, and a lot of discussion about Jarryd Hayne re-signing. It will happen. In fact, I'm hearing within the week, Parramatta will make some announcement saying that Jarryd Hayne will play on next year for his final season of NRL.
He's played well back
and I reckon
the
that's
season.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he's been very, very good for Parramatta.
Yeah, so. It all depends what price you get him at. Just on Chris McQueen, he'll be playing for the Western Suburbs Magpies today in their Intrust Super Premiership match against the Wyong Roos. That starts at 11:40 on Fox League, so make sure you check that one out. Good on you, Dino. We've got the news chasing us. We'll speak again next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.